Good to see you guys. As he said, reactivate the senses. You know what? I will not use the next 20 minutes to speak about Red Bull Media House, which is offering thousands of content pieces to our buddies, the can business and the world of Red Bull. And I will also not speak about our 360-degree media model, where we have the chance to put the content worldwide to you guys. I will do it different. I will open the secret box today, not for my scuba diving. I will beam you first back to the 80s. You know this? This was my start. When I started to work, this was my daily business. And yeah, that was me in the 80s. I loved and I hated this mixing console. 1,700 buttons. No chance to store the functions. So when the cleaning service during the night did something like playing, I had to restart again. So I was full of this desire and wish how we can bring this technology, this analog technology, in a different phase. So in the 80s, I was part of the first paradigm shift from tape to tapeless, from analog to digital. A second photo? Huh? Look on the right side. The tape machines, $100,000 bare each. It took me 5 hours for cleaning and maintenance to do a 1 hour, maximum 1 hour of nice recording of audio. You can imagine as a recording audio engineer, full of the desire to change this, to use digital technology, to put this not on a tape anymore, to put your audio on a hard disk. And you know what happened? In between of 10 years, the whole studio market has changed. And it was so amazing for me that I was part of this, that no mixing console more, we recorded directly on a hard disk, we have the best sound, and my colleagues from the radio, for example, they didn't use the tape machine anymore. They're now doing their recordings on smartphones and the MacBook, and this is my last example for you guys. I love this guy on the right down corner. Who is from Berlin? Perhaps you know this guy, Rick DeLisle, one of the best radio DJs in Europe. He was my number one ambassador for new technology. You know what he did? He knocked my door one day, he said, kick out the typewriter, I want to change to this computer. It's called Apple. And I asked him, why? And he said, you know, because of this computer, I will save time, and I will use this time for my family and kids. And I was like, holy shit, this is the story for me. I should stay in this business and always be innovator, bring the people from all to new technology, and hopefully I will find these ambassadors. And it was exactly the same. In between of 10 years, inside the radio business, everything has changed. So I could finish now this presentation by telling you, this is my message. It's not. Because lucky me, I work for the media business, and when we have a dream, we have all tools to simulate it. We can use computer graphics, animations, and this was from the 70s, so if I have a dream about a replicator, then let's put this in a Hollywood film, and then lucky you, because of you guys and nerds, we motivated people to develop 3D printing. So, I strongly believe that out of the media business, what we are doing, we bring our visions into this first Hollywood clips, and then we motivate the techie guys to do the real job and bring it to realization. You won't have a second example. You know this film? Huh? You can buy it. So this is the most important next message to you guys after 30 years working in the media and brand business. The future should always be powered by desire and triggered by our senses. And I invite you now to a very secret learning, and I have the best job in the world, by the way. But at first, I give you a short insight about my department. My innovation department, I'm chief innovation officer, is a very simple organization. I have a mission to explore. I see all the gadgets, I discover them, and then instead of distributing links and papers and slides, we organize the gadgets, We bring it to our non-techie people. They can touch it. And you know, the only thing I do is I listen to my creative people, to the use cases. And then when we strongly believe in a value, we do everything to make it happen. And it's simple like this. We take a gadget. I'm from the music. We put it into a jam session. Who is a musician? You know what I mean? So out of this, we develop use cases. And in this, we start to build prototypes. And then, as I said, when we see a value, we make it happen. And we also did some We thought when everybody is doing a lab, an innovation lab, we should also do. So we built this in 2015, but nobody came. We are representing our business in 170 countries. The innovation lab was located in Austria. So imagine, when I invite my GM guys or the creative people in Australia, they always said, I would love to come, but it's too expensive, or it takes too much time. But when they visited me, we had a lot of fun. And there was an event that has changed everything. Inside Red Bull Media House, inside my department, it also changed a bit my role. It was this event. Who is a skier? Perhaps you know Hanekam, right, the Strive. It's crazy there. So normally, it's an icy racetrack for skiers, and we had a friend of Red Bull, an athlete, Max Stöckl. He said, I want to go down this with my bike. And what is the story? I invited the production team to visit my innovation lab, and they called me and said, we need to move the production, therefore we had to cancel the innovation lab visit. And I said, oh, come on, next time. And he heard this, he was like, sensed by this, and he said, you know what, take all the gadgets, all the innovation stuff, and bring it directly to the event. And we did it. So it looked a bit chaotic, but we had all startups, all gadgets, all kinds to play inside a conference room, and you know what happened? Every break, they visited us. So on the left side, you see Max Stöckl with his daughter. Every evening, he was part of the lab, and he said, let's test the new gadget. This was the first wow. The second was, he said, you know what? I love this gadget. Let's use it. And I said, hey, you do something really extreme. Do you think it's a good idea? And they, the production team, and Max said, don't be afraid. We use it. If the gadget is working, we will be beyond the ordinary. If it's not working, don't take care. So this production changed a lot. The whole innovation lab is now on tour. You can see a lot of cases, looks a bit like music equipment, full of gadgets. We just arrived from Lisbon. We were in the US. We go to Australia. So we visit the people. We exchange the ideas. And it's such a great working. But this production reacted us also in another way. I love sensors. I love the way how to read biovital data. And lucky us, we had the chance during this production to put all kinds of sensors on the body of the athlete and on his bike. He looked a bit like a Christmas tree. But it was the first time that we had the chance to record biovital, telemetric, all kind of data, simultaneous with audio and video. So, what we were able to present was a very accurate heartbeat from the guy when he's doing this crazy stuff, but also we put a lot of microphones on his body, so his breathing sound, braking from the bike, very accurate speed, he was faster than 110 kilometers per hour. Can you imagine this? Muscular oxygenation and G-force. And this is the second part to finish this presentation because we did everything fine. It was crazy. We did first time the perfect visualization for our production team. An accurate, transparent athlete. But then, and the video which you are seeing now and watching now was never published. It's just for you guys, and I will do a voiceover to explain you what happened. So take a look. So you can hear the breathing, and the special cameras for eye tracking and for his hero perspective will show you perhaps a bit how crazy this is. And imagine, as I told you before, he was full of sensors. And this bio-vital data, for example, was also able to give us the pure signal, okay, buddy, emotions, adrenaline push, whatever. And now there's a special scene. On this point, it's a straight line, very boring normally. He had an adrenaline push. And we thought, why at this point? Nothing crazy. 3 seconds later, we had the answer. You know what happened? His buddy told him 3 seconds before the crash, buddy, you will not make it. And he did 7 rides. This was the 5th one. And one of our performance guys, sport medicine coaches, he told him, he showed him this clip and all the biometric data, and he said, I would love when you listen to your gut. And he did the 6th ride, and he was successful. He was had the fastest track. And I'm therefore here to reactivate also your sense, the 6th sense, because this has changed everything in the house. The gut feeling, the instinct, is so important. We learn out of the sport business every day that our athletes are so linked and concentrated on this. And I give you a little explanation about this. Because our brain is this great, large, predictive machine, constantly comparing incoming sensory information and current experiences against stored knowledge and memories of previous experiences. And we were like blown away. And then we thought back in our Red Bull Media House history, and there was an event, a meeting in front of our board, Mr. Mateschitz, our owner, and we presented, experts presented a model of 30 broadcast stations, broadcast channels or signals for Red Bull. So instead of digital media, we said, let's do broadcast. And he asked us in this meeting, do you really think, guys, that this is the right direction? And the first expert answered in between of 5 seconds, I think we should take the whole broadcast money and bring it on the right side and put it into the digital media. Believe it or not, the decision was driven on a fact base, but the decision to do it in a different way was based on the gut feeling from 6 experts and a dream team. Check it out. And imagine we use this knowledge from our own body system to build and use now artificial intelligence and our real machines technology to do a kind of copy of this, a gut feeling system. I strongly believe that technology is not the problem anymore. So I want to reactivate you guys because we already started it. We are not the real techie guys. We love to tell stories. We love to build something. We love to bring something to realization. So what we did, we have our collecting device for the sensor data. It's our smartphone on the athlete. We bring this to an IoT platform into the cloud, combined with artificial intelligence, and then we synchronize it with audio and video, and then we have a vision. Imagine you have a digital buddy who is your bodyguard. I love to scuba dive. I have more than 500 dives. And in the last 20 years, there were 3 accidents. Never based on my wrong decision, always based on a human being body on my right side. And now, when I would have a digital body, a machine who is always reading my bio-vital data and perhaps telling me during the dive, something is wrong, I bring you on the surface. Or imagine if this device is stalking in a fishernet. It's not a problem for me because I can tell the system I will leave you there and bring it back next day. I would never do this with a human being. So we love this story. And then we ask our creative people and also sport guys, perhaps this is a bit too futuristic. But you know, the positive aspect of having a digital body taking care and be your bodyguard. Yeah? We need to learn about this. It's a kind of paradigm shift as well, but I give you a more realistic scenario now, which is very close. It's the near future. Imagine you are a wingsuit flyer, high-speed action-reaction sport. You're standing up in the morning, nobody's around you like a coach, medicine, and your system, your body, is telling you something is wrong. You shouldn't fly today. At first, perhaps meet your buddies, your e-buddies, but imagine this kind of predictive machine is not far away. We have everything in the house. Therefore, out of this, we changed a lot. Also the way how we're working together with you guys. It's not the question of money. That's our answer. You need our support, our know-how, our ecosystem, and that's what we're offering startup people and young creators every day. We love to give wings to people, ideas, and concepts. We love to offer you our time, enough time to speak with us. And therefore, the most valued part in our system is time. We identified this kind of pitch, elevator, blah, blah, is not the future anymore. My son, in the age of 15, would kill me if I would change the system as an innovation officer to pitch elevator style. He said, if you want to hear a real story, listen to me and spend time. I give you an example how we do this. This nice looking guys on the left and right side, and in the middle, this is, by the way, the world champion in helicopter aerobatics. They visited us and they just say, hey, could you help us? And we said, yeah, money, budget, no? And he said, no, give us a chance. We have a new action cam. Let's put this action cam in your crazy helicopter full of vibrations. And then let's see what happens. We need a kind of real story. I called Blackie, our world champion. It took me 5 minutes. And he said, yeah, let's do it. So we organized it. The guys built in. And then we did the test. You want to see the video for the test? Let's take a look. So as long as the camera and the helicopter was on the ground, everything was perfect. But in this moment, when Blackie start to do the crazy stuff with his helicopter, you see these high vibrations. And then we took a look on the action cam and we saw there is a problem. And normally you say, hey buddies, test fail, go home, but that's not Red Bull. 2 weeks later they called us, give us a second chance. And we said, hey, yeah, of course, but we don't have the helicopter, it's on maintenance. We do a more stressful thing now, we put the camera in our air race machines, airplanes and doing Formula One. You want to see what happened then? Take a look. Wow. Can you imagine what happened? A startup went with this clip to the investors. This was the story. And we kicked out the old cameras and changed immediately because we said, homework done, second chance, full of desire. And that's my last slide for you guys. Be ready for the digital universe. My job is to find the curious guys. In German, we say the Neugierer, the digital explorers, the adventurers. And let's discuss about this. Reactivate your gut feeling. You can speed up decisions in a great way when you put together experts and change a bit your KPI and other thinking. Use time give time, and that's my most important because it's my learning from the last 30 years, be powered by the desire and triggered by your senses. Thank you, buddies.
Thank you, Andy.